Socialists must defend trans rights on the 18th of February. The Morning Star published a cartoon, drawn by Stella Parrott, depicting trans people as predators, using self-identification laws to gain access to and harass other vulnerable communities. On Sunday, the 23rd of February, an apology for the cartoon was issued, claiming that the cartoon had not been authorized for publication and its appearance in the print edition represents a failure to follow our own procedures for approving submissions. No explanation for why a contributor with such obviously transphobic views was published at all has been provided. In my opinion, the Morning Star is only attempting to mitigate the consequences of its actions, rather than take responsibility for them. The myth of the predatory trans person, a manipulative man who uses self-identification laws to sneak into women's safe spaces and attack them, is used to justify attacks on trans rights masked as reasonable concern for women and gay, lesbian and bisexual people. This is the myth that Stella Parrott's cartoon perpetuates. The claim is reminiscent of those made in defense of segregation and homophobic laws, painting black and gay men as predators, to deny them basic rights. These attacks are as disgusting today as they were then. They are also made with absolutely no supporting evidence. American states and school districts that protect trans rights report no increase in harassment or abuse in bathrooms and locker rooms. Examples of men pretending to be women to harass women are rare, but are just as likely to happen in American states without non-discrimination laws. This suggests that preventing trans people from using the bathrooms that they want to is simply cruel, and does absolutely nothing to protect women from abuse. There is nothing reasonable about transphobia. Christian Russo, Sheffield Socialist Party.